我们要先早上为一些事情来祷告。
We're going to pray for a few requests this morning.
我首先我们为我们在本月21号将要举行的假期圣经学校来祷告。
Let's first of all pray for the VBS that will be happening on July 21st.
我求神带领这个事工。
May God lead this ministry.
也让更多的孩子能够 来参加。
And that he can lead more children to come and participate.
直到他们能够听到福音。
So they can hear the gospel.
那么第二件事情我们要祷告的就是为金星餐馆的家人来祷告。
Secondly, we want to pray for the family of Golden Star.
我想你们已经应该知道所发生的事情。
I'm sure you all know what had happened there.
在星期三晚上的时候祷告会的时候。
During the prayer meeting on Wednesday evening.
我就听到这个消息。
I have heard this news.
而且后来祷告会过后我到他家里去。
And so after the prayer meeting, I went to their home.
因为他们也需要一些帮忙。
Because they also need help.
我到他家的时候将近晚上十点了。
When I arrived there, it was almost 10 o'clock.
当时的情况真的是一种很悲惨。
It was a very devastating day.
非常可怜。
And very pitiful.
当时我心里面感觉到那天晚上那个夜晚是非常非常的长。
And I felt that the night is very long.
他们真的是很痛心。
They were devastated.
当时只有他的先生还有他的母亲还有那个孩子还有先生的爸爸在家。
There were the parents there and the husband and the child.
所以我也求神在那个时候安慰他们。
And so I asked God to comfort them there.
那么我就代表教会来帮助他们。
So I represent the church to help them.
就帮忙他们办这个后事。
And so I helped them make the funeral arrangement.
因为医院也需要一个代表的人，他办好这个事情，他们才能够把那个尸体领出来。
The hospital also needs someone to sign for the body after already the arrangements are made.
所以一切都办好了。
So everything is set.
我在星期五下午的时候也跟他们做了一个简单的追思礼拜。
And on Friday afternoon, I also have a very brief memorial service with them.
就是基本上他们的家人从纽约过来，也没有其他的人。
So it's basically the family that has arrived from New York.
所以也看到神的恩典在他们的身上。
I've also seen God's grace upon them.
所以我们特别为这家人来祷告。
So let's pray specifically for this family.
特别为这个四岁的小孩子祷告。
Especially the four-year-old child.
因为当时他母亲被枪杀的时候，他就在他的旁边了。
Because when the mother was shot, he was right beside her.
所以我们为这些他们一家来祷告。
So let's pray for this family.
让我们用一两分钟的时间在神的面前为这些事情来祷告。
Let's pray silently for a couple of minutes.
天父，我们知道你是掌管万物的神。
Our Heavenly Father, we know that you are in control.
当我们来到你的面前的时候，我们这一家交托在你的手中。
As we come before you, we lift up this family in your hands.
我们知道他们所经历的是非常重大的打击。
But we know that what they're going through is a great shock.
他们所经历的是他们没有想到的。
What they're going through, it is not what they have ever imagined.
求主你的平安临到他们一家。
May your peace come upon this family.
特别是他的先生和孩子还有他的母亲。
Especially her husband, her child, and her mother.
也让他们经历到神的恩典和神的同在。
Help them experience your grace and your presence.
也让他们知道他们不是绝望的人。
Let them know that they are not desperate people.
因为他们，特别是这位姐妹，她是信的人。
We know, Lord, especially this sister who has passed on, it was a Christian.
因为他们在主里面有盼望。
Because they have hope in you.
所以借着你的应许来安慰他们。
And so, according to your promise to comfort them.
主啊，我们为着这个四岁的孩子祷告。
Lord, we pray for this four-year-old child.
他所经历的是真的是不能够想象。
Lord, what he has experienced is unimaginable.
求主你医治这个小弟弟的心灵。
Please heal his heart.
让他在成长的过程当中，求主你保守他。
Protect him as he continues to grow.
让他能够健康的成长。
We pray that he will have a normal progression.
也求主你在他的人生路程里面，他找到耶稣。
And that throughout his life he can find you.
因为当他认识耶稣的时候，有一天他将会见到他的母亲。
Because Lord, if he believed in you, one day he will see his mother again.
同时我们也为着他的先生祷告。
Lord, we also pray for her husband.
求主你坚固他的心。
Please strengthen him.
也求主你保守他。
Protect him.
也让他在这个时期里面能够经历到主你的恩典。
And help him experience your grace throughout this whole ordeal.
同样的，他也能够接受耶稣成为他的救主。
And that he also can accept you as his personal savior.
天父，我们把这家完全交在你的手中。
Lord, we lift up this family in your hands.
求主你带领他们。
Please guide them.
我们把他们完全交托。
We lift them up in your hands.
我们把今天的敬拜也交在主你的手中。
We also lift up today's worship in your hands.
求主的圣灵引导我们。
May your Holy Spirit lead us.
打开我们的心门。
Open our hearts.
让我们能够听到。
So we can hear you.
让我们能够从你的话语得到帮助。
So we can be helped from your words.
主啊，我们把今天的聚会完全交托。
Lord, we lift up this worship in your hands.
让圣灵来掌管。
May the Holy Spirit be in control.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 今天的经文是以弗所书第三章第一节到十三节。我请方菲弟兄来读这段经文，我们只看中文，如果你用英文圣经你就跟着看。
The scripture today is Ephesians chapter 3 verses 1 to 13. Please follow in your English Bible.
以弗所书第三章第一节到第十三节。第一节，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祷告，让你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许， 我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。我原来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意，我们因信耶稣就在他里面放胆无惧、笃信不疑的来到神面前。所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
我用了大概将近十个星期把这个以弗所书第一章和第二章讲完了。
I have used about approximately 10 weeks time to look at Ephesians chapter 1 and 2.
那么今天我们来到以弗所书第三章。
Today we have arrived at chapter 3.
所以在以弗所书第三章一开始的时候，你看到两个字是因此。
At the very beginning of this chapter, you saw the word for this reason.
所以我讲过很多次，每次你看到这因此这两个字的时候，你必须要看上文。
I have mentioned, if you see the word for this reason or therefore, you need to look at the previous chapters.
所以这里的上文就是讲到第一章跟第二章。
So the previous chapters are chapter 1 and 2.
所以第一章跟第二章基本上就是讲到神在还没有创造这个宇宙之前已经拣选了我们。
So basically, in the previous chapters, they talk about before God created the heaven and the earth, He has already chosen us.
拣选我们成为他的儿女。
He has chosen us to be His children.
他把这个救恩赐给我们。
He gave us salvation.
而且这个救恩是完全出于神的恩典和神的怜悯。
And the salvation is completely out of His grace and also His mercy.
不是出于人的行为。
It is not because we have done anything.
所以只要我们相信他，我们就能够得到这个救恩。
As long as we believe in Him, we can receive this salvation.
所以圣经讲到这个救恩不只使到犹太人，也使到外邦人能够彼此和好。
The salvation caused not only the Gentiles but also the Jews to reconcile to one another.
也使到他们能够与神和好。
They are also reconciled to God.
啊，并且圣经讲到他们成为主的殿。
And they also have become the temple of God.
也就是他的教会。
And it is His church.
这就是福音。
And this is gospel.
保罗也讲，这也是一个福音的奥秘。
And Paul said this is also the mystery of the gospel.
那么到底福音的奥秘是什么？
So what is the mystery of the gospel?
那么就是今天我们要来探讨的一个问题。
And this is something that we're going to look at today.
那么刚才主席读那段经文，就是基本上讲到这个福音奥秘的重要性。
The scripture that our presider just read talk about the importance of this mystery.
那么首先这个福音的奥秘对保罗本身是很重要的。
This mystery is of utter importance to Paul.
不单对保罗重要，对外邦人也是很重要。
Not only is it important to Paul, it is also important to all Gentiles.
同时圣经也讲到对于那些执政掌权的也是很重要。
And the Bible also said it is also important to those who are in power.
最后，福音对我们也是很重要。福音的奥秘对我们也是很重要。
And lastly, the mystery of the gospel is also important to all of us.
为什么圣经讲福音是一个奥秘？
Why did the Bible say the gospel is a mystery?
福音就是福音，有什么奥秘？
The gospel is the gospel. Why is there any mystery?
可能对 对于你跟我不是一个奥秘。
Maybe it is not a mystery to you and I.
但是对于保罗啊，对于这些旧约圣经的人和保罗时代的人，却是一个奥秘。
But to Paul or the people in the Old Testament, it really is a mystery.
我们不觉得是一个奥秘，因为我们有这本圣经。
We don't feel or look upon it as a mystery because we already have the Bible.
因为圣经把神的整个救恩计划已经讲得很清楚。
Because the Bible has completely tell us about God's plan of salvation.
但是保罗时代的人和旧约圣经的人，他们没有这本圣经。
But the people during Paul's time or the people in the Old Testament time do not have the Bible.
所以对于他们来讲，福音是一个奥秘。
So to them, the gospel is a mystery.
他们不明白神到底什么时候、怎么样去拯救他们。
They do not understand how and when God is going to save them.
那么旧约时代的人，他们知道有一位弥赛亚将会来临。
During the Old Testament time, they know that it's going to be a Messiah in the future.
但是他们不知道这位弥赛亚到底是谁。
But they don't know who he is.
他们也不会想到犹太人跟外邦人会彼此和好。
And they would never have thought that the Gentiles and the Jews will reconcile each other.
在我念大学的时候。
When I was in college.
我有一天早上，我就跟我这位朋友一起去教会。
I went to church with a friend of mine.
我们一大早八点多就到教会去，因为我们要安排一些事情。
We arrived at church about 8 in the morning because we have to do something.
我们到了教会，我们两个人就去搬那个桌子，然后把这个桌子摆好。
So as we arrived, we went and put tables up to arrange them.
然后突然间，我这位朋友他只不过是18岁啊。他突然间他就倒在地上。
My friend was only 18 years old and all of a sudden he passed out on the floor.
那么很多人就来抢救。
So a lot of people come to rescue him.
但是他在短短的五分钟里面他就离开这个世界。
So within 5 minutes he passed away.
所以他离开世界对于很多人来讲好像一个奥秘。
His passing on to a lot of people is a mystery.
因为他是一个非常健康的人。
Because he was a very healthy person.
他没有什么病痛。
He didn't have any disease.
所以很多弟兄姐妹心里面就觉得，到底他为什么会离开这个世界？
So a lot of brothers and sisters kind of wonder why did he pass away.
所以心里面好像有一种奥秘的那种感觉。
So they felt that this whole thing is a mystery.
但是当然后来医生检验之后。
And of course after the autopsy.
那么医生说是因为一种那种 virus 进入他的心中能够使到他的心脏突然间停降。
The cause of his death was because there was a viral infection into his heart, caused his heart to stop.
起初是一个奥秘。
At the very beginning, it seems like a mystery.
但是后来不是一个奥秘。
But later on, it no longer was a mystery.
所以福音的奥秘对于人是很重要的。
So the mystery of the gospel is very important to men.
所以重要到保罗本身愿意坐在监牢里面。
It is so important that Paul was willing to go to prison for it.
保罗有好几次为了福音的缘故被关在监牢里面。
Paul has been put in prison several times because of the gospel.
那么这个显示福音对保罗来讲是非常重要的。
So it shows the importance of the gospel to Paul.
保罗因着福音的缘故愿意被关在监牢里面。
Because of the gospel, he is willing to go to jail for it.
因为他很清楚这个神所启示给他那个福音的奥秘。
Because he was clear about what God has revealed to him about the mystery of the gospel.
我中国教会历史里面有一位很伟大的基督徒。
In the Chinese church history, there is a great Christian.
他就是王明道。
And his name is 王明道。
王明道被共产党政府关在监牢里面很多年。
He was jailed by the communist government for many years.
他也是为了福音的缘故被关在监牢里面。
He was put in jail because of the gospel.
所以圣经讲到当保罗在大马士路上经历的事情之后。
The Bible recorded after Paul experienced God on the road to Damascus.
直到他成为一个得救的人,
he then became a saved person.
那么他的生命180度就转过来,
his life was changed 180 degrees.
他曾经是一个逼迫迫害基督徒的人,
he used to be one to persecute the church.
那么后来他成为外邦人的使徒,
but then he became the disciple for Gentiles.
从一个阻止别人传福音的人,
from one who prevent anybody from believing,
后来自己成为一个传福音的人,
he then became one who spread the gospel.
所以当保罗在安提亚传福音的时候,
so when Paul was preaching in Antioch,
他把福音传给犹太人跟外邦人,
he shared the gospel with the Jews and the Gentiles.
那么使他很多外邦人也信了耶稣,
and a lot of Gentiles come to know Christ.
所以后来耶路撒冷教会就决定肯定
so later the church in Jerusalem decided that Paul is a disciple for the Gentiles.
福音不只是给犹太人,
the gospel is not only for the Jews, but it's also for the Gentiles.
所以保罗就鼓起勇气,
and so with courage, Paul spread the gospel to the Gentiles. Because he understood the mystery of the gospel.
福音的奥秘就是借助耶稣基督犹太人跟外邦人能够彼此和好,
the mystery of the gospel is through Christ Gentiles and Jews can be reconciled to one another,
并且与神和好,
and that they too can be reconciled with God,
而成为主的圣殿,
they can become the temple of God,
主的圣殿就是教会,
and the temple of God is the church.
犹太人一直都以为救恩是只有属于他们的,
the Jews all along thought that salvation is only for them.
所以当保罗把这个福音把这个救恩带给外邦人的时候,
so when Paul spread the gospel to the Gentiles,
他面对很多困难跟拦阻,
he faced a lot of objections and also difficulties.
犹太人逼迫他, 因为他把这个福音传给外邦人,
the Jews persecuted him because he was spreading the gospel to the Gentiles.
但是保罗很清楚神对他的呼召,
but Paul was very clear about God's calling.
他明白这个福音的奥秘,
he understood the mystery of the gospel.
圣经启示给他知道,
because the Bible has revealed it to him.
为了福音的奥秘,
for the sake of the mystery of gospel,
保罗不单被关在监牢里面,
Paul was not only put in jail for it.
那么圣经讲到他担当了这个职分,
he became the ministry, the minister of this.
这个职分就是把这个福音传给外邦人,
and he is going to spread the gospel to Gentiles.
所以我们看到保罗因着这个福音的奥秘, 他愿意把他的生命摆上,
so we see that Paul, for the sake of the gospel, is willing to give up his life.
所以你看圣经腓立比书的时候，当保罗写这封书信的时候,
as you look at the book of Philippians, as he wrote the this letter,
他写腓立比书的时候，他是在监牢里面,
when he wrote the book of letter of the Philippians, he was in jail.
特别是第一章第21节，保罗讲到，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
He said, as I to live is for Christ and to die is for gain.
所以保罗认为他现在能够跟基督在一起是一个很美好的事情,
he knows that if he can be with Christ right now, it is a great thing.
但是保罗愿意留下来,
but he's willing to stay behind,
因为他知道福音的重要性,
because he knows the importance of the gospel.
所以当保罗的生命改变之后,
so after his life was changed,
他的一生就是为了福音的缘故而献上,
he offered his whole life for the sake of the gospel.
所以罗马书第1章第16节讲, 我不以福音为耻, 这福音本是神的大能, 要救一切相信, 先是犹太人, 后是外邦人。
So in the letter to the Romans, in chapter 1 verse 16, it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
所以保罗说,
so Paul said, if I do not spread the gospel, woe to me.
所以可见传福音对保罗来讲是他的生命。
So we can see that spreading the gospel is the life of Paul.
所以保罗最后他把他的生命献上，为着福音的缘故而殉道。
And so at the very end, he martyred for the sake of the gospel.
福音的奥秘对于保罗来说是非常的重要。
So the mystery of the gospel is extremely important to Paul.
同时对外邦人也是很重要。
And it is also very important to the Gentiles.
福音的奥秘就是神把这个救恩赐给外邦人。
The mystery of the gospel is that God also gives this salvation to the Gentiles.
直到外邦人能够与犹太人和好。
So that the Gentiles can be reconciled to the Jews.
而且能够与神和好。
And they can then also be reconciled to God.
那么之后他们成为主的殿，也就是教会。
And they can then become the temple of God, the church of God.
旧约圣经很多地方都预言提到关于救恩会临到外邦人的身上。
In the Old Testament, there has been prophecies about how the gospel is going to go also to the Gentiles.
所以当以色列人他们进入迦南地的时候
So when the Israelites were trying to enter into the land of Canaan
基遍人可以住在他们的当中
The Canaanites were able to
The Gileadites
were able to live among them
这个基遍人他们是外邦人
The Gileadites are Gentiles
那么圣经里面如果你们有看过的话，旧约圣经有一个妇女，她的名字叫做拉赫。
If you remember the story from the Old Testament, that it was a woman named Rahab.
啊，拉赫是一个外邦人的妓女。
Rahab is a prostitute of the Gentiles.
啊，但是后来拉赫成为耶稣基督的先妻。
But later, she actually became the forerunners of Jesus.
如果你看马太福音第一章的时候
If you look at Matthew chapter 1,
你会发觉到拉赫的名字出现在耶稣基督的家谱里面。
You will notice that her name appeared in the genealogy of Jesus.
所以神应许亚伯拉罕。
So God has promised Abraham.
他的后裔将会成为世界万国的祝福。
That his descendants will become the blessings to the rest of the world.
那么先知耶利米先知也预言将会有一位救主来临。
And the prophet Jeremiah has also prophesied that there will be a Messiah.
而且成为这个外邦人的光。
And become the light for the Gentiles.
把这个神的救恩带给外邦人。
And to bring forth God's salvation to them.
所以我们看到这个福音的奥秘。
So we see the mystery of this gospel.
也就是能够使到外邦人能够得到这个救恩，而且与犹太人和好。
And it is to enable the Gentiles to receive salvation and also be reconciled to the Jews.
福音的奥秘啊，今天的经文讲到是基督那刺不透的丰富。
From today's gospel, the mystery of this gospel is that.Unforeseeable grace of God.
而且这个丰富不只是赐给犹太人，也赐给外邦人。
This grace is not only given to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles.
这个丰富，英文圣经就把它翻译成是 unsearchable riches.
That's how the English was translated.
所以这个丰富是不能够吃透的。
So this mystery or this richesIs unreachable.
而且是人的智力不能够去衡量的。
And it is unmeasurable by man's wisdom.
如果你有机会到大海中去的时候
，If you have a chance to go to sea.
啊，不是海边哦。
Not just at the seaside.
啊，是在海洋的中心。
But in the middle of an ocean.
啊，你在那个时候你看不到，看到那个海洋非常非常的大。
You can see nothing but the sea.
但是你就看不到陆地
You cannot see any land.
你会感觉到自己很渺小
You can feel how small you are.
这个海洋非常非常的大
And that the ocean is so huge.
或者你感觉到这个海洋不够大的话
Maybe if you don't think the ocean is big enough.
然后你就想象一下这个宇宙有多大
Then imagine how big the universe is.
这个宇宙是人不能够想象的
This universe is unimaginable to the human mind.
是非常非常的大。
It's totally huge.
保罗讲这个福音的奥秘是基督那测不透的丰富。
Paul said the mystery of the gospel is unsearchable riches of Christ.
就好像这个宇宙一样，不能够去测透，不能够去衡量的。
It's just like this universe, it's unmeasurable, it is unsearchable.
所以这个福音的丰富使到外邦人能够与神和好。
Because of this riches, Gentiles can be reconciled with God.
得到这个儿子的名分。
To receive, the position of a son.
成为神的后嗣。
To be the descendant of God.
所以福音的奥秘不单使到外邦人与神建立这个关系。
So this gospel not only allowed the Gentiles to establish this relationship with God.
神也把他的大能也赐给他们。
God also has given them the power.
所以神这一切是神赐给外邦人的一个福分。
So all these blessings are given to the Gentiles by God.
所以福音的奥秘对于外邦人来说是很重要。
So the mystery of this gospel is very important.To the Gentiles.
那么可能你会问
So you may ask.
你说为什么神把这个奥秘隐藏了这么久
Why did God hide this mystery for such a long time?
那么在旧约圣经里面神有讲到这个救恩将会临到外邦人的身上
In the Old Testament, God has already said that this salvation will go forth to the Gentiles.
但是旧约圣经里面却没有提到犹太人跟外邦人彼此和好
But in the Old Testament, it did not mention the reconciliation between Gentiles and the Jews.
而且将成为一体。
And that they will become one.
成为耶稣基督的身体。
To become the body of Christ.
也就是教会。
And it is the church.
但是神借着圣灵把这个启示赐给这个保罗和当时的先知。
But God, through the Holy Spirit, has revealed these to the prophets and Paul.
但是犹太人却不能够接受这个真理。
But the Jews cannot accept the fact.
这个奥秘不只对保罗和外邦人显得很重要。
Not only is this mystery of the Gospels important to Paul and the Gentiles.
然后刚才我们看那段经文就讲到对于天上执政掌权的也是很重要。
Then in the scripture we just read, it is also important to those who are in the sky and also who are in power.
啊，这个执政和掌权的是指天使，无论是好的天使或者坏的天使。
This is talking about the angels, no matter if they're good or bad.
天使也是神所创造的。
The angels are also created beings.
所以天使不是无所不知的创造物。
So angels are not somebody who is omniscient.
所以他们不知道福音的奥秘。
So they do not know the mystery of the gospel.
但是他们能想知道。
But they want to know.
其实在彼得前书第一章那边讲到天使很好奇要知道神的救恩计划。
So in 1 Peter chapter 1, it talks about how curious the angels are wanting to know God's plan for salvation.
天使正在看作这个地上所发生的事情。
The angels are watching what is going on earth.
如果你看这个路加福音15章的时候讲到当一个人信耶稣的时候天上的天使都欢乐。
And in Luke chapter 15 verse 10, it says, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
然后哥林多前书第九章那边讲到我们好像一台戏给世人和天使观看。
And also in 1 Corinthians, it also talks about we have been made a spectacle to the whole universe so that the angels and the men can watch.
所以天上执政掌权的都想知道这个福音的奥秘。
So all who are in power in heaven wanted to know the mystery.
如果你看今天的经文的话，唯一的方法他们能够知道就是借助教会。
And if you look at the scripture today, the only way they can get to know the mystery is through the church.
所以当他们看到教会的时候，他们就明白神百般的智慧。
So as they look at the church, then they understand the wisdom of God.
所以当天使看到神的救恩计划的时候
So when the angel understood the the plan of salvation.
所以他们对这个神百般的智慧救恩计划就感到很惊讶。
So they are in awe of his wisdom.
前两个星期啊，Mark弟兄讲到这个神的愚拙。
Two weeks ago, Mark preached about the foolish man, the foolishness of God.
啊，他在更多前书啊第三的时候谈到那些不信的人认为福音是一种愚拙。
He used 1 Corinthians chapter 1 to talk about how to the unbelief, the non-belief, there is foolishness of God.
那些不相信的人，他们看福音是愚拙的。
Those who do not believe think that salvation is foolish.
因为福音对他们来讲是愚拙的。
Because the gospel to them is foolish.
因为撒旦把他的眼睛已经弄瞎了。
Because Satan has already blinded their eyes.
那么天使们包括撒旦从这个旧约圣经知道有一位救主将会临到这个外邦人的身上。
The angels, including Satan, through the Old Testament, know that there is going to be a Messiah.
他们也知道这位救主什么时候来。
They don't know when this Messiah will arrive.
They know
when the Messiah will arrive.
他们也知道2000年前曾经有位救主诞生在这个伯利恒。
They also know that 2000 years ago, the Messiah was born in Jerusalem.
他们也知道耶稣基督将会上十字架。
And they also know that Jesus Christ will go to the cross.
但是撒旦只知道神部分的救恩。
But the Satan only know part of the plan.
他不知道耶稣基督复活升天以后。
He does not know that after Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven,
犹太人跟外邦人将会和好而且成为主的教会。
He didn't know that then the Gentiles and the Jews will become one and become the church of God.
所以圣经讲，对于撒旦这些天使，这个福音是一个奥秘。
So the Bible said to Satan and the angels, this gospel is a mystery.
福音对于他们来讲是一个奥秘。
The gospel to them is a mystery.
但是福音对于我们来讲已经不是一个奥秘。
But to us, it is no longer a mystery.
因为我们有这本圣经。
Because we have this Bible.
那么自从人类犯罪以后。
Since man sinned.
那么圣经就讲到有一位救主将会来到这个世界。
The Bible said there will be a Messiah coming to earth.
圣经讲到这个夏娃的后裔将会敲这个蛇的头。
The Bible also says the descendant of the woman will hurt the head of the serpent.
那圣经也讲到亚伯拉罕的后裔将会成为万国的祝福。
And the descendant of Abraham will become a blessing to all the rest of the world.
圣经也讲到这个大卫的子孙将会在耶路撒冷这个伯利恒的地方诞生。
And that the descendant of King David will be born in Jerusalem.
然后这个救主将会上十字架。
And that this Messiah will go to the cross.
当他升天以后，他将会成立一个教会。
And after he ascended, there will be a church on earth.
所以因为这个奥秘，我们今天从2000年前到现在，地上有教会。
And because of this mystery, for about 2,000 years now, there is a church on earth.
而今天我们坐在这里，是刚才圣经讲的那种丰富。
And we who are able to sit here today is because of the riches in Christ.
因为我们知道，将来耶稣基督将会回来这个地上来迎接这个教会到天上去。
Because we know that one day Jesus will come back. And welcome the church.
这个是我们这个思想，我们的心里面不能够去刺透的。
And this is something that is unimaginable or understandable to us.
就是在星期五下午的时候，我为这个家人，就是这个金星餐馆的家人做这个简单的一个追思礼拜的时候。
During the simple memorial service.On Friday afternoon for the Golden Star restaurant owner.
我就是很简单的跟他们分享。
I share with them very simply.
我从圣经的一段经文给他们勉励。
I encourage them with a Bible scripture.
我从这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十三节那边用神的话语勉励他们。
I used a Bible verse from First Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13.
论到罪恶的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
But we would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others who have no hope.
我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也将他们与耶稣一同带来。
For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, shall not precede those who have fallen asleep.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到营里，在空中与主相遇。
Then we who are alive, who are left, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall always be with the Lord.
所以你们应当用这些话来彼此劝勉。
Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
那天我就用这段经文来劝勉这家人。
I use this scripture to comfort the family.
因为这位姐妹陈秋芬姐妹，她是一个信耶稣的人。
Because this sister, Chiu Fen Chen, was a believer.
我勉励他们，因为他有一天他将会复活过来。
I encourage them, telling them that one day she will arise.
只是她离开先离开。
It's just that she went first.
如果你是一个相信耶稣的人，
If you are a believer of Jesus Christ,
有一天你也会复活。
One day you will also arise.
然后耶稣基督把我们迎接到天上去。
And that Jesus Christ will accept us and welcome us to heaven.
如果你还没有信耶稣的，
But if you are not yet a believer,
我鼓励你考虑这件事情。
I encourage you to consider this.
因为生命实在是很短暂。
Because life is short.
而且是很突然。
And it is sudden.
你不会想到你的生命在什么时候结束。
You will never imagine when your life will end.
所以我鼓励你考虑这个很重大的事情。
So I encourage you to consider this utter important thing.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们这个救恩。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us salvation.
感谢你把这个奥秘告诉我们。
Thank you for telling us this mystery.
这个奥秘就是你把这个教会放在这个地上。
And the mystery is that you put this church on earth.
也让这个教会能够在地上做盐做光。
And that you enable this church to be salt and light.
把这个荣耀归给你。
To glorify you.
求主使用教会。
Please use the church.
让我们来忠心来服侍你。
So we can serve you with faithfulness.
让我们好像保罗这样把我们生命摆上。
Just like Paul, help us to also offer our lives.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.